Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for staying with me today, for being part of my day. And you're going to be glad you did, because we got Beverly Williams with us. You know who Beverly is. She is an original member of the Brain Trust. And actually, she's probably the queen of the Brain Trust, if you think about it. Beverly, I never have called you that before, have I?
No, you haven't.
The queen of the Brain Trust. How do you like that? How's that sound?
I think I like that.
The queen bee of the Brain Trust. How about that? Beverly Williams, folks, the world's expert on home-based business, the co-author of The 30-Second Commute. She and Don Cooper wrote that book, and if you're home-based or want to be, you got to have that book. And she is our good friend. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's always my pleasure to be here.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Well, same to you. Yes.
You know that this is the my 11th time to say Happy Valentine's Day to you, don't you?
Well, yes, I do, because I think I've been here for every one of them.
Every one, and John knows how. He's not even concerned at all, because he knows, I'm basically harmless, and so.
yes.
Anyway, Happy Valentine's Day. I hope you have a great one. And what do we have for home-based business owners on this Valentine's Day?
Well, unfortunately, I have some alarming news.
Alarming news, all right.
Alarming news, and I can't even tell you how it's going to come out yet. We still get newspapers from the Montgomery County area of our state in Maryland.
Right. She's in the quirky little triangle of Maryland, folks, over there in the foothills of the mountains and the beautiful part of Maryland, Garrett County. And you used to live, though, near D.C. in Montgomery County.
That's correct.
So you still get papers from over there.
We still do. And, of course, we still have family and friends and business acquaintances down there. And we get a lot of the business publications. And we were very chagrined to read an article yesterday that, just to give you a little background first, Montgomery County was the place to have a home-based business in 1993, I believe it was.
They were a bellwether county. They led the nation in advanced thinking for home-based business zoning and all that.
Right.
To a large degree, thanks to you.
Well, actually, no, they did that before I came on board.
My audience doesn't know that, Beverly. I'm trying to work with me here.
Where credit's due. Excuse me. I had nothing to do with it. They were way ahead of me. However, and I used them and their zoning ordinances for a model all over the country, still do. And I was chagrined to find that an incorporated city in Montgomery County, Rockville, is now looking at changing their home-based business zoning ordinance to make home-based businesses register to keep a log of all their clients.
What?
Yes. The hairs on the back of my neck.
You sound like you're talking about Berkeley, California now.
I was very upset to find this out.
The People's Republic of Rockville, Maryland. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. That's about it.
Some of them are listening right now, by the way.
Boy, I hope
Our affiliate there in the area, WDMV.
Mm-hmm. I hope that home-based business owners, if they weren't aware of it, are rising up out of their beds and chairs right now to say, I'm going to go fight this. I hope that the law...
They can muck around with the zoning laws, and they can pass statutes to their little heart's content on things like that, but no municipality can make you reveal your business operations. I mean, that's proprietary information.
Well, that's the very first thing that upset me, and I know it upsets people who do, like, counseling, therapy.
Absolutely. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If I'm mowing yards, Beverly, it's none of your business or anybody else's business who my customers are.
That's correct.
And how much I work in any given day or otherwise. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what the paper said. Yeah. Of course, you might need to take that with a grain of salt too, Beverly.
Well, that's true.
Sometimes reporters get their facts wrong.
Right. Well, the first thing I did was make a phone call, and I have not received
like a good reporter.
Yeah. Right. I'm waiting for information. I have also called three of my children who live down in that area and said, "Please find out for me what's going on," and we will.
What do you think? Did they say what motivated them to do that?
No, it was just a small article, column about 4 inches long that gave no other information. It just inflamed me greatly.
Well, let's migrate this thought across the country, Beverly, because again, for two reasons. Number one, just to come up with something that we can learn from this that mm-hmm. would help everybody, and maybe just to give Rockville just a little bit of the benefit of a doubt that maybe this is a proposal by some wacky member of their council and that they're mm-hmm. going to all vote it down and ride that person out on a rail. Mm-hmm. But that is that if you're home-based, you need to know what the laws are, what the rules are of your community, of your residents, your condo community, the subdivision, protective covenants. What do those documents say? What do the statutes say about your ability to operate a business from your home?
And even if you know what they are now, you need to keep aware of what's going on at your local government level to keep your ear to the ground
yep.
and know when things like this come up so that you can nip them in the bud right away
yep.
rather than having to get into a full-blown fight if that's what happens with this. But there are still people, unfortunately, who don't think that home-based businesses should just be allowed to operate without any rules and regulations. And I have always advocated for appropriate laws, and that is that there should not be any danger or noise or intrusion to your neighbors when you have a home-based business. It's not appropriate
yeah.
to have a manufacturing plant in your backyard that's going to disturb or endanger your neighbors.
Or a chicken farm.
Or a chicken farm.
Or a nuclear plant.
Unless you have, yeah, a nuclear plant. There are so many things that are appropriate.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back, and Beverly's probably got a little more righteous indignation she's going to gin up for us right after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. I want to be with you
everywhere. Sitting in the morning sun.
And the range of useful information you bring to your listeners is staggering.
Watching the ship. Welcome back. A little Otis for you there. Late great Otis Redding. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can find the show and all the other things that we do here that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, including the newsletter. Don't forget to subscribe to that while you're there. If you haven't already, you need to check it out. And if you don't like it, you can unsubscribe. It's easier. It's as easy as it can be to do either one of those, subscribe or unsubscribe. Our blog is there as well. And, of course, don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz. Beverly Williams is our guest. She's all over both of our websites and has been contributing to us for a long time, for which we thank her very much. And, Beverly, give us your website and tell us where we can find the 30-second commute, the book you and Don Cooper wrote.
Well, my website is www.beverlywilliams.com, and you can find information about the book there. You can also find it at Amazon.com and major bookstores all across the country.
The 30-second commute, the ultimate guide to starting and operating a home-based business.
Right. In there and on the website, you will find all kinds of information about zoning, what to do if you find yourself in a situation like the people in Rockville are going to find themselves. And the lawmakers can find on my site or in the book the best possible beginnings, at least, of zoning ordinances that are fair to both sides, both the people who are concerned about home-based businesses intruding on their residential areas, and for those who have appropriate home-based businesses, how to let them do what they do best, which is to earn money and spend it in their local economy.
In their own privacy without the government looking over into their business. Beverly, this is like Russia. This is like the Soviet Union, what you told me that the paper reported about Rockville.
Yeah.
That makes me mad. It makes me if it's true. And let's get to the bottom of this. We need to make sure we know. In fact, what we need to do, Beverly, you need to find out who proposed that, and let's get them on the show.
Okay.
I'll interview that person on the show if they've got the courage to come on here and defend their position.
Okay, I will see.
Or they can either come on the show and defend their position, or they can apologize for being so dumb if that's what they've done.
But I
don't want to leap to conclusions because you saw a little snippet of a report from a paper.
Right.
Could have been edited by the lowest paid person at the newspaper.
Mm-hmm. Could have been.
And they could have gotten their facts wrong, because they do. They sometimes, because you know, Beverly, you've been misquoted in the paper. I have been too.
Yes. Yep.
And so it could be wrong. So we're going to give them the benefit of the doubt. But it does amplify this issue of whether you've got a right to be who you are, a home-based business, in your home, wherever it is that home is. And you do have to be aware of the fact that you could be, even though maybe you're not hurting anything, you could be violating a rule or a law.
Mm-hmm.
A community rule, or a municipal, or some local law.
Mm-hmm. And there could be reasons, again, why this comes up, knowing that the amount of growth that has happened in that area and the density of the population within the incorporated city has grown tremendously. I mean, when I moved there in the 60s, it was still a rural community. Now it is as densely populated, if not more so, than, you know, downtown Washington, D.C. It is probably a matter of growth and how do you control traffic in high-density areas. If that's the issue, there's lots of other ways to do that besides having people have to not register their business necessarily. I'm not always opposed to that if it's done appropriately and for the right reasons. But the having to have your clients revealed, it just doesn't make sense. There's too many legal and moral issues involved in.
Well, it's just not what we do here in America.
No.
I mean, my business is private. I can protect other than my financial tax information to the IRS. Nobody else gets to see my records to other than the tax entities, the state tax people, state tax and federal tax, and all they can see is what pertains to the tax issues.
Right. Well,
they don't get to see my work product. They don't get to see, you know, unless I'm claiming a mileage deduction, they don't get to know where I've gone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And even then, they don't get to know who I spoke to. All they get, unless I claimed a lunch that I wrote off, then they get to know who I took to lunch. But otherwise, you know, the any municipality, Beverly, has a right to be able to license a business in their community. If a community wants to license all businesses, every single one, they've got a right to do that, and I don't have a problem with that.
Right.
You can choose to live in that community or not. But to go beyond that is not something that we need to get started here in America. Otherwise, we won't have America.
Well, you know what? I'm glad to know that you feel as indignant about this as I do.
It makes me mad.
Well,
if that's what's happened. But let's make sure, folks. We're going to report back to you on this. And the reason why you might say, well, look, I live in Utah. What do I care about Rockville, Maryland? If it can happen in Rockville, it can happen in Boise.
That's right.
Or Salt Lake or Dime Box, Texas. Hey, Beverly, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. You're going to bring this back. You're going to get a new report for us next time, right?
I will do that.
And we'll do it right here, folks. Got to take a quick break. Right back with Brian Moran. I'm Jim Blassingame. Happy Valentine's Day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.